And we're hopping into the back half of the month. That's time. That means it's time to find out what's happening in Woodna. Morning, Craig.
Morning, Keith.
What's happening with the senior citizens rally? I heard that it happened last week.
Yeah, we've always got events happening up here, and we had a good one last week, which is the Eyre Peninsula Senior Citizens Rally. Came up to Woodna and operated out of the club on Friday and had a rally there and got themselves organised for the next year and what they're doing, and really, really showcased Woodna and the great location of Woodna up here on the Central Eyre Peninsula as being a place where people can get together and meet and organise themselves for the next year and do what they do. So that was one of a number of things we've had happening over the last few weeks.
And coming up this week is the Anzac service will start in Woodna.
Yes, across there, everywhere across Australia, but especially in Woodna. We've got a couple of events on. We've got the big one with the RSL here in Woodna at 6:15 on Sunday morning. So if you're encouraged to do so, we encourage people to get out of bed and come down and acknowledge and reflect on the Anzac spirit. And it'll be at Stanley Park up in Medley Terrace in Woodna. As it always is, and once the service is over, we all head around to the community club where there's a free breakfast on this year, and compliments of the state government who have provided us with a little bit of money to encourage communities to get together, and aside from take part in Anzac Day commemorations, to catch up and just generally make sure we're all travelling okay. Especially with this dry weather and the COVID-19 and all the rest of it. So it's a good chance to catch up with your neighbours and make sure we're all going okay.
Absolutely it is. And you've also got the one in Minipa.
Yes, there's one in Minipa as well. So the Minipa have got together. It's a BYO gathering and breakfast and the Village Green. The Village Green's been developed by the Minipa Progress Association over the last few years, and it's getting towards the pointy end and almost finished. So they're having a breakfast down there on Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. So it's not an RSL event, it's just a community gathering, but it is acknowledging Anzac Day, and the local town barbecue will be set up. And encourage everybody in Minipa to get along to the Minipa Day and everyone around Woodna to get along to the Woodna Day.
And then we get back to work with some of the big infrastructure works happening across the district.
Yes, that's right. We've almost finished the Eyre Highway project. That's been greening, landscaping and irrigating the Eyre Highway. So if you're not familiar with Woodna and you're coming up this way, be prepared for a great improvement along the highway, which is now been planted out, it's been landscaped, and the irrigation was connected last week and is going to make sure that all that lovely work that's been done over the last few weeks remains green and thrives and grows and is going to be a real asset for the district.
And Mount Woodna is also getting an upgrade.
Yep, we're upgrading Mount Woodna. We're doing lots of upgrades, as many communities across the Eyre Peninsula are doing with their drought funding or their local roads and community infrastructure funding from the federal government. We've upgrading our reserve, fixing up the roads, doing our barbecue shelters, doing toilets, and putting a whole lot of new signage in because the signage was getting a bit outdated. So really giving the place a bit of a facelift and without going overboard, just making sure that it's well presented so that we can showcase the reserve to the visitors to the district, but also the local community who really love the Polder and Mount Woodna and Pildapa as those local reserves in there, which they can get out to and enjoy.
And there's also Lions Visitor Information Bay upgrades as well as refurbishment works to the public toilets at Woodna Memorial Hall. And just finally, what's happening with TAFE?
TAFE's always things happening at TAFE, and we've got the mid-year applications for all the new courses are open next week, next Tuesday, and there's 161 online courses. So if you're looking for something to do, no excuse not to be able to find something at TAFE. Here in Woodna, we've got the Woodna campus of TAFE up in Medley Terrace. Encourage people to get along to that if they're looking for something to do or looking to upgrade their skills. And there is CPR training coming up. So if you're looking at first aid training, 27th of July 2021, there's going to be CPR training in Woodna. So a great chance to upgrade your skills and just upgrade your skills generally by getting along to your local TAFE.
Certainly make sure you get along into that and upgrade your skills. Craig Midgley, thanks for joining us, and we'll have a chat to you in about a month's time.
Good stuff, Keith. Thanks.